So what is the regulatory principle? That's like basically, broadly speaking, no illicit sex means no sex outside marriage. That's all. You don't have to get into further details. And like that, every principle you can go deeper. And you can go at various levels. But it's like no meat eating. Okay, this is a good example. There's an article on the Underworlds also with this example. See, that's like in food. There is in the eating of food, there are various levels of regulation. Best standard is that the food is cooked by devotees, offered properly to the deities, and then served by devotees, and honored in the devotional frame of mind. That is the, not just cooked by devotees, we could also have harvested by devotees. That is a very good standard. Now from this point onwards, if you consider this as a very high standard, from this point onwards, till the point of eating meat, all of them are ascending and all of them are acceptable standards of food. Now, sometimes some people, some do, even as brahmacharis also, if you are traveling and there is no food is available, sometimes you may take some vegetarian food from a shop and we may eat it. You may go to some Jain mess and take some food without onion garlic or whatever. That was not cooked by devotees. We are not even having deities to offer it. We might just offer in the mind or we might offer before some picture. And then we may take the food. Now that is not a good sign, but that's accepted. So now if somebody says, oh, there's no food available, so I ate meat. That is a serious issue. That is a very serious issue. So no meat eating is like a very strong no. From the standard of ideal prasadam down to various ways in which food offered to Krishna, all of them are acceptable. But this meat eating is a very strong no. Now for all these also we can say there is no. No, that means for, okay, should somebody eat biscuits? Should somebody eat chocolates? No, we say, oh, the strict devotees will not eat. But it's not that somebody who is eating biscuits, that person is doing a very serious sinful activity for which they have to court march on them. Isn't it? No, it's not like that. It's not an issue to go on a campaign over. So just as the principle of prasad, of eating, or the activity of eating, there is a whole range of standards from no meat eating onwards upwards till pure prasad. So like that, from the standard of no sex outside marriage to sex only for procreation, it's all a continuum. And different people will be at different levels in this country. And yes, we all would like to take prasadam which is very pure. So like that, everybody should be aspiring for that standard of sex only for procreation. But just as it's not that just because one cannot be at this level, that does not mean everything else is the same. Within, just because one cannot eat pure prasadam, that does not mean that okay, I'll eat meat, I'll eat eggs, I'll eat fish or whatever. No, there is a big difference between that and food that is offerable to Krishna. So like that, from the standard of sex only for procreation to sex outside marriage, there's a huge difference. So from sex within marriage to sex for procreation, it's all a continuum. And that all is like food that is offered at various levels. So that way, we understand that these are ranges. And the absolute no-no to meat is a firm no. So like that, outside sex outside marriage, that's a very strong no. We could say very strong, just like the meat eating. But from there are various standards. Does that answer your question? Okay. So I think we are quite over time now. Other questions that are there, we may take tomorrow. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktavinoda ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. Thank you.